Hello, and welcome to the Responsive Family Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Hawley, holistic sleep coach, lactation consultant, peaceful parenting educator, and mom. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the conflicting sleep info, frustrated with sleep information that just plain felt wrong, or searched desperately for a truly gentle and responsive sleep approach, then you are in the right place. In each episode, we'll be answering your most pressing baby and toddler sleep questions, busting those sleep myths, and helping you understand truly developmental, biologically normal baby and toddler sleep, plus encouraging you to trust your intuition along the way. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode, where we are going to talk about five C words that are going to help you better understand and support sleep. And I'm going to be honest, at the moment that I am recording this episode, I have no idea what we're calling it. So we shall see. But this popped into my head the other day while I was running. And I was just thinking about, oh my gosh, what should I do for my next few episodes? I have lots of ideas, but what's actually feels like the right thing to do? I am a huge one where I'll have this huge brain dump. This happens with writing too. So I have like all these ideas, but then I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, this is stupid. I can't write this right now, or I can't talk about this right now, even if it's a great idea. So just a little, you know, sneak peek into how my brain works that, you know, you may or may not have wanted to know. But I was just thinking about how hard it is to navigate understanding what's happening with sleep, like in the big picture, in the messy moments, just in general, how it can be really hard to tease out. And these five words popped into my brain that I talk about a lot, and I thought it would make a great episode. So here we are for this episode, five C words that will help you understand and support your baby sleep more. Curiosity, context, connection, co-regulation, and consistency, balance with flexibility. So let's go into these concepts and explore them. So I start with curiosity because I think this is one of the most powerful tools we have as parents. It is really, really easy to make assumptions about our child's behavior. Sometimes that's projecting. Sometimes it's simply what's stressing us out the most. Sometimes it's societal messaging. But it's easy to get locked into one way of viewing things and really just shutting down, subconsciously, inadvertently shutting down other ways of viewing the situation. And so then we miss out on information or clues to what might really be going on. And so I see this a lot with feeding and sleep, right? In the sense that we are told to focus on feeding cues and sleep cues so much with babies that we don't even think about dysregulation. We don't even think about needing changes of scenery, like natural energy dips. Like, we just don't think about so many other things they could be communicating to us because, you know, we're told, oh my God, don't let that baby get overtired. Right? Like the world's going to end if they get overtired. And so we start seeing everything through a sleep lens, especially if you are, as a parent, very anxious about sleep, or, and if you have a baby that struggles a lot with sleep, right? It's natural to really want to hyper focus on that. And so I invite you to take a step back and to bring some curiosity to, what else might be going on here? What else might my baby be experiencing? How might they be perceiving the situation? What else could these cues mean if maybe I'm misinterpreting them? And that curiosity lens can be so, so powerful, right? And it really goes hand in hand with the next word, which is context, because what is the context of this behavior, event, cue, right? Maybe your baby is looking away and yawning, but they haven't been awake for very long, right? And so then it's like, oh, I wonder if it's not that baby needs a nap right now and can't be awake, but just that they've been in the same room most of the day. They're kind of bored. They need to change the scenery. They're having a natural energy dip. And what if we just went outside or switched our activity or put on some music and helped move through that period? And then, look, they're happy and they're doing really well staying awake longer. Just as an example, right? So, you know, what if your baby is having a lot of trouble, you know, falling asleep in the evening or separating from you or any number of things? Like, what else has been going on in their world recently that might be shaping their behavior? So just looking at the bigger picture of the moment, what's happening around it, but also the bigger picture of your family and what's been going on recently that can really inform you, like, maybe this is why your baby's been waking, you know, 6-8 times a night because they were teething and then they were sick and then you traveled and then they switched daycare rooms and then you traveled again and then they got sick again, right? Like, this sounds so obvious when I'm saying it, but a lot of times we have a lot of knowledge. We as parents do not always put all the pieces together like that. And so when you do, you're like, oh my gosh, of course their sleep has been all over the place because our family's been all over the place and they've been uncomfortable a lot over the last several months. So it just helps you bring more understanding, you know, to that situation. Now, my next word is connection. And I think connection is what we should always come back to. If we're not sure what to do, if we are not sure what the right choice is, we should always come back to connecting with our child and connecting with ourselves and our own needs. And so I think connection is really, really one of our, again, most powerful parenting strategies. Because without connection, we can't support them. Without connecting to ourselves, we can't try to meet our own needs alongside our baby's needs. So a lot of times, if I have a parent who's more anxious about, like, well, what if this happens? What if that happens overnight? How should I respond? Right? I'm often saying, like, in the moment, just connect. Just respond. We can debrief on it the next day. We can talk out situations, but always in the moment, just do what feels right. And even if it isn't maybe what I would have suggested that you do, it is way, way, way better to just do what feels right than to not respond and stress your baby out, right? Because no one wake up is going to like derail everything. So just always in the moment, choose connection. Or how can I choose connection in this moment if you're kind of fretting and worrying about how to respond? Now, I guess hand-to-hand with connection is co-regulation, and that is this idea that we help babies calm by lending our calm nervous systems, right? And simply that young children need us to support them back to calm. They're not able to go from high stress to calm without support. And so, you know, if your baby's upset, if they are stressed, they always need your support to calm back down. And so to just recognize how vital that is and how every time you help your baby calm or your toddler calm, you're helping build a brain and a stress system that's going to be more resilient and have better emotion regulation capacity as this kiddo grows up. And I don't think we always think of it that way, like that we're doing something, yes, in the moment now, but we're also building this really important foundation for long term. And then my last, it's actually a phrase, right? Consistency balanced with flexibility. And I throw this in here because we do hear a lot about consistency in the sleep world. And consistency is important because rhythms and predictability and routines provide safety for young children. And they eliminate decision fatigue and they can become, you know, cues in and of themselves if we're thinking about like pre-sleep routines. And they just help kids know what to expect. And knowing what to expect builds security and safety and helps us move through periods of the day more easily. And, you know, those tricky times like getting out of the house in the morning or bedtime. And yet, we as a culture are so overly focused on consistency with sleep, that it often leads a lot of parents feeling like there's no room to be flexible to your baby's needs that day, right? Like, yes, having a consistent nap rhythm may be helpful for nighttime sleep, but having that be too rigid is not helpful. right? So consistent flow versus exact timings. Consistent as in making sure sleep is well spread throughout the day versus they have to go down at 9 a.m. and they can only sleep for 60 minutes and then they have to go down exactly 3 hours later, right? Like the rigidity of how we think about consistency isn't really helpful and isn't really realistic for most kiddos, right? Most kiddos, except for the ones that are just naturally incredibly consistent in their body. And so I think we need to balance flexibility and adaptability because kids' needs vary day to day. Anyone's needs vary day to day, even us. And also, you know, phase to phase as they move into new phases, being willing to adapt. And if that your little one's having a really hard day, maybe they need more support, or maybe they need a bit more sleep, or maybe they need a bit longer to wind down. And so this balancing act of, yes, consistency matters. If you've been all over the place, you've been traveling, your routines are all off, your sleep timings have been all over the place, yeah, coming back to a place of more consistent rhythms and routines is going to be helpful. But not holding so tight to consistency that you can't adapt and you can't meet your baby where they're at. And so I like to think of this one as it depends on the family, which you need to think about more. And it depends on what's been going on in your life, right? Context, for which you might need to think about more. Because many families that come to me need to work on consistency. And some families that come to me really need to work on being more flexible. And so it's a little bit of both, and which direction do you need to lean more? So I hope you found these different ideas helpful in bringing them into how you understand and support your little one's sleep. So again, we have curiosity, what's going on with your little one, context, what's the bigger picture, connection, always our central value, co-regulation. Your little one needs you to help them calm down, and it's so important. And consistency balanced with flexibility, right? Consistency, but the ability to adapt. Predictability, but the ability to be flexible and adapt to your little one's needs and how those needs might vary day to day. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode left you feeling more informed, confident, and encouraged on your sleep journey. And just a reminder before you go that nothing in this episode is individualized to your specific sleep situation, nor is it to be taken as medical advice. Take what resonates, ignore what doesn't, and check with your healthcare provider about any medical concerns. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss an episode. And take a moment to rate, review, or share an episode you love on social media. All of that helps parents just like you find me, this podcast, and this gentle and responsive sleep information. I'll see you next time.